From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Alejandro Escovedo has rightfully been called one of the most important songwriters of his generation, his music spanning everything from roots rock to punk rock. He's shared stages with the likes of Bruce Springsteen and the Sex Pistols, and his rock and roll lifestyle nearly cost him his life. In 2008, Escovedo looked back on his life with the album Real Animal, which still stands as one of his best. That same year, he debuted many of the songs live on the historic soundstage of Austin's City Limits. Today, on the Austin Music Experience, we're spotlighting this performance in its entirety. Alejandro Escovedo, live in concert and in conversation, as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Alejandro Escovedo was born in San Antonio, the son of Mexican immigrants. He grew up in a musical household, and Escovedo got his professional start with the Nuns, one of San Francisco's punk pioneers. There's a great band name for you. After a stint in New York's punk scene in the late 70s, Escovedo returned to Texas, and he made his name with a bunch of groups here, including country punk pioneers Rank and File and the guitar army of True Believers. But Escovedo's biggest acclaim has come as a solo artist, debuting with Gravity in 1992. But then a long bout with hepatitis C almost ended his life in 2003. Musicians from around the world, including Steve Earle, Lucinda Williams, John Cale, and a whole bunch of others, helped pay for Alejandro's medical bills with the tribute album Por Vida. For his ninth solo album, Real Animal, Escovedo decided to chronicle his tumultuous life, and he teamed up with longtime Green on Red member Chuck Prophet, not only as his guitarist, but as his songwriting partner for the first of three albums so far.
When I recruited Chuck to come and write songs with me here in Texas, it was because I had this idea. Actually, Chuck and I were touring as solo acts. We were doing, I think we were out in the Midwest, and we would drive around together a lot. And I was telling him of this idea I had to tell the story, you know, of growing up in San Antonio, Texas, moving to California, being part of, being a young teenager when the British invasion hit, falling in love with so many garage rock bands, and then kind of the odd way that I fell into being in a rock band as a result of wanting to make this movie about the worst band in the world, you know. And then where all of that took me, you know, not just the characters who I played with, but the people that I met along the way. And, you know, I was kind of in these different spots. I was in the right place at the right time, you know, the beginning of punk rock, moving to New York at what was the tail end of the heyday of the New York scene. And, you know, living in the Chelsea Hotel, all of those things. And then finally coming back to Texas with Chip and Tony and forming Rank and File here.
Alejandro Escovedo, are you around here? Come on out and start the show. Give him a big hand, everybody.
Love a baby.
Alejandro Escovedo, recorded live on the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits on the Austin Music Experience today.
Everybody says they love me, but I don't know why. Well, I watch you walk like a rhythm train. I love the way you kiss, I just can't stand the pain. Everybody says they love me, but I don't know why. We'll be right back.
crawl, but I never run. Sometimes I fall away like the setting sun. Well, I believe in truth, but sometimes I lie. Well, everybody says they love me, but I don't know why.
For Warren Hood.
Recorded live in 2008, Alejandro Escovedo. More music and conversation in a moment as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Throughout his career, Alejandro Escovedo has effortlessly changed styles, from punk rock to alternative country to acoustic orchestrated ballads. In 2008, as he geared up for the release of his autobiographical album Real Animal, I asked him if he concerned himself at all with audience expectations.
I never thought that I was disappointing anybody by doing what, you know, I felt was best for the songs or the music at the time. It's kind of a weird place to be because you can appeal to a lot of different people, you know, in musical taste. Sometimes within one song even, you know, if you do it right. But I've never been concerned with, like, what they thought or how it would go over. It was like, you know, I mean, we've been in situations that have been funny, and this has, maybe there's nothing to do with your question, but, you know, it's like, you know, where they expect a salsa band. Because I'm Pete's brother, right?
Now, that, let's clear that up. Pete Escovedo, one of your brothers, plays in Santana, played in Santana. Another Coke Escovedo played in Santana. Your niece is Sheila E. So that might lead to that confusion.
Right. That would lead people to believe that all I do is play Latin music, right? How possibly could I play a rock and roll song, you know? And so, like, you know, we've been in situations, usually in California, where we're invited to play a Latin music festival or something, you know, and then we come out and do I Want to Be Your Dog, you know, so it raises some eyebrows, but, you know, it's cool.
All right, we're going to
do a couple old songs now. This one is a song called Juarez, which is part of a play called By the Hand of the Father that I did. That's a story of my father's life and journey. And this features Mr. David Polkingham on this nylon string guitar. And then we're going to go into another song called Rosalie. And it's a song about letters. It's a story of a young girl who was born in El Paso, Texas. And she goes on a vacation with an aunt to California. She meets up on a blind date with this young boy named Joe. And they fall very much in love at this dance. She returns to El Paso. And they only see each other once a year for 7 years. But they write letters every single day for 7 years until they were eventually married. And it's a true story. So I thought it was a beautiful premise for a song. And so we'll do those two for you.
Chance on us, Rosalie.
love we begun. Find a world that is free. Wanna dance with you, Rosalie. Wanna dance with you, Rosalie. Some years is just time to bring you closer to me. Your whispers are
David Polkingham on guitar, Warren Hood on the violin. Thank you.
Free love.
Thank you very much.
Live from Austin, Alejandro Escovedo on the Austin Music Experience.
We're going to do another ballad. This is a one off of the new record. This is a song that I wanted to write for my brother Javier, who was in the band called The True Believers with me. My brother Javier was a true rock star in our family. He's a beautiful rock and roll boy. And wrote great songs, and I had a lot of fun being in a band with him. And so this is a song that really... He was the inspiration, but it's really about all the bands that were kind of playing at that time in the 80s, traveling across the country. We'd meet up with people all over the place across the country. So this is for them. It's called Sensitive Boys. Just ain't enough. Thank you. All right, here we go. We're going to do a little rock and roll song here. This is a song about a girl that's always wanted to play castanets, but she has no sense of rhythm. An interesting character. Somehow this song ended up on President Bush's top 10 iPod list in the New York Times.
Thank you. She turns me on like a pickup truck. I like her better when she walks away. I love the sun shining through her dress. I like her better when she walks away. I love her hair in a tangled mess. I like her better when she walks away.
Alejandro Escovedo performing live in front of a studio audience on the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits. We'll have more in a moment as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Though he has many critically acclaimed studio albums to his name, perhaps the best way to experience Alejandro Escovedo is in the live setting. He's got this intuitive understanding with his band members, and that's because they've toured and performed together for years. In 2008, as he prepared for the release of Real Animal, I asked Escovedo about the musical relationship he has with his band members.
I feel that because we've been playing together so long, I have great trust in their ability. When I take on a player into this band, it's someone that I really feel I can trust. And so with the kind of players that we have now, and because we have such a strong bond as a musical family, it's great to be able to give each one of those people a lot of space to interpret, yet somehow stay within the context of what I want out of the song. If someone's feeling something and I can feel it, then we extend it. And it's really a beautiful way to play. And I think it connects you more with people that you play with when you allow them that freedom.
Thank you. won't you take my hand? There's something I wanna show you. Close your eyes and you can hear the music in the wind. Out on the pier, that's the Argentina, so rigid. I don't know what this means to you, but it was everything to me. When I was free as the sun, shining on our faces, free as the light that comes down from some. Take my coat, baby, won't you wear it? There's so much I wanna share with you, every little thing I am. Put your arms around my body, feel your skin against my skin. This is where my life begins, begins again. Past is gone, but it still lives inside of me. Hold on tight as we slip into this reverie. Slow down, it's moving much too fast to live in this moment, but I'm stumbling.
Thank you.
very much. And Warren Hood on the violin. Kevin Culkingham, Josh Gravlin, Hector Munoz. Thank you very much.
Alejandro Escovedo, recorded live on the historic soundstage of Austin City Limits in 2008. The recording engineer was Sharon Cullen of KLRU, the mixing by Seth Price. The interview segments engineered by Bill Johnson. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and myself. Find us online at kutx.org and facebook.com/Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
I'm gonna crawl upon the shore, roll in the mud and the clay, like the swallows of San Juan. I'm gonna get back someday. 1,000